Das war Rapperin Annie aus London und sie war letztes Jahr eine der interessantesten Newcomerinnen. Das habe ich auch hier bei Köln Campus gemerkt in unserer Sendung Take 5, dem Jahresrückblick, dem musikalischen Jahresbestenlistenrückblick zum Ende des Jahres. Listen Gäste aus dem Jahr, aber auch wir intern unsere Top 5 Songs des Jahres. Und ein Song von Annie wurde da recht häufig genannt. Und zwar war das der eben gehörte Peng Black Girls Remix zusammen mit Georgia Smith. Mein Kollege Hauke hat mit Annie über genau diese Zusammenarbeit gesprochen, aber auch das Aufwachsen in London und ihre kommende EP sind Thema.
Hey Annie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine as well. So 2020 was kind of a year where you broke into the mainstream. But what a strange time, I think, because of COVID and all that, no live shows. And how was the experience for you then?
It's been pretty cool. It's been like a wild journey, I would say, because it's like I started releasing music at the beginning of the pandemic when we went into lockdown in the UK. And so like the journey is like the same as the whole pandemic as well. So it's been really interesting to see how much has changed in the last 12 months.
Yeah, I guess so. And were there any live shows planned before COVID, or wasn't there something in the making beforehand?
No, there wasn't. It was just kind of wanting to spend last year just kind of putting out music, and then if like shows came, would have taken those, but yeah.
Yeah, so I think in this case, maybe it's also an advantage to not have to play live or practice for live shows, because you could really focus on doing the work in the studio, I guess. And with your new EP coming up, I think, yeah, maybe it wasn't, there's not all things bad in this situation.
Yeah, I guess so. I think there's two like sick parts of making music, and I think it's making the music and performing it. Like those are the most like two important processes for the artist, I think.
Yeah, and looking on the performance side a little bit more, I think Boris Johnson said end of the restrictions in June. Do you believe him really? Because in Germany we are really back into lockdown mode right now. How do you think this will turn out in the end?
I guess at this point we can only just be hopeful. I mean, festivals have started announcing dates for like August and September. So just kind of got to keep optimistic and put that energy into the atmosphere and hope that, yeah, that it will work out.
Yeah, let's hope they have enough vaccine by then. So, yeah, we can all experience live shows again. Okay, talking about your upbringing, I think you always mention Thames Mead in your songs, or not always, but it's like a big part of your personality. How was growing up in London Thamesmead for you?
I think it's just a nice area. It's like a combination of like London, but also kind of Kent, because it like sits on the edge of it. So it's just like a nice little reserved city. Like there's only one initially there was only one transport system when I was growing up, so it was kind of like its own little place, but it's changing a bit now because of gentrification. But yeah, I think it just has a very nice like community feel. A lot of my family and friends are just around, and so yeah, that's why it's important to me.
Yeah, you talk about the gentrification aspect in your new song Same Old a bit. You mention it there. And how do you specifically experience that? I'm in Cologne right now. It's like a big city here in Germany, so gentrification is always a thing here. But did it hit your part of London so badly when we talk about gentrification being bad?
Yeah, it has. It's uprooted a lot of like cultural spots and just kind of replacing communities, I think. You know, like a lot of these places are places that were formed and have the energy they have because of the people that have set up shops there and the people that live there. So when you kind of take that away and bring in people and like bring in stuff that doesn't really suit the area, it's kind of sad to see, because it kind of loses its personality.
Yeah, I think you also lose a bit of culture there.
Yeah, culture, that's what it is.
Yeah, and is hip-hop culture a big thing in that area? Because, of course, in London you have all these grime artists. But is there a lot of hip-hop culture where you grew up?
Not really, to be fair. not a lot of hip-hop culture, but just, I don't know. I think it's more of a visual reference to than like a cultural. Like, there's a place called Woolwich, and it's like literally on one side of the road, it's like shops and markets, and then literally if you turn your head to the left, it's high-rise apartments and Marks and Spencers, and like just a very, very, very weird juxtaposition.
Yeah, okay. But if it's not the culture in the area where you grew up, what was your first contact with rap music or your music socialization like when you were young?
That came from my family, because my family, they were really like into music. So that was like a very big thing. My dad was a big soul and jazz fan, and my mom loves gospel. And my brother and sister were into hip hop, garage and indie. So there was always like music in my house from when I was like a very young child.
Yeah, okay, but so there were a lot of genres mixed in together that created the influence on you, you could say.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, and then you went on to freestyle over beats on YouTube. I saw that you used a Jay-Z beat, One in a Million Questions, or Kick in the Door from Biggie. Were these rappers big inspirations or influences in your career?
No, not really. I think I'm actually starting to appreciate them now as I'm like really getting more into like music, like lyricism. Like I know of Jay-Z and I know of Biggie, but I wouldn't say that was my period. So now like I've started to like take more an in-depth listen and realize like how sick they really are, and yeah. So it's nice to like listen to it with fresh air as older.
Yeah, so like going back in history, one could say.
Yeah.
And learning from the one that started it. But who were other influences or inspirations? Who were you looking up to? Or I think when you start out with music making, you have some people you not want to copy, but it comes like naturally that you maybe adapt some flows or other features of their style. Were there any artists where you could say, okay, this is what I came from music-wise?
I think a lot of my early like teenage years, I spent a lot of time listening to like grime, and like there was rappers like Lioness and Chipmunk that were like really lyrical, and I would like recite their lyrics. And then I got into J. Cole as well. So I think like those three artists I remember in like from like 12 to maybe 15, playing them out a lot.
Yeah, so you were more on the lyrical rap side. As I can hear, and I think one can also hear that in your music as well. You always like have a message, I think, and you also said in one track, I think it's Peng Black Girls, you said, I don't have a gang with me, but I still walk with a gangster lean. Is this like a reflection of your attitude that you are not like, gangs, shootings, gold chains and stuff, but you still have that attitude. Am I right there?
Oh, no, to be fair, it's actually, that was a Kano lyric. He, on P's and Q's, he said, I've got a gang with me and we will walk with a gangster lean. And I liked that bar, but I don't have a gang with me, so I was trying to be realistic and then just switch up the bar. So yeah, that inspiration came from Kano.
Yeah, okay. Sticking with Peng Black Girls, of course, that's the song maybe most people that know you from, especially with the Georgia Smith remix. How did that came about? Because she's already such a big artist, you were starting off. How did you two get to know?
She was shown the song, and she was like shown the remix and the original, and she heard like the remix in its early stages, and I think she was inspired by it, and she wrote some sick stuff, and then next thing you know, she's on the track. And yeah,
crazy. And now you're also on her label, as I read.
Yeah, fam.
And speaking of Georgia, she maybe, I don't know if it's if it was a big thing over in UK, but she was here in Cologne doing a track with OG Kimo, a German rapper, and they did like a mashup of their songs with a classical orchestra.
Yeah, I saw that. That was really sick.
Yeah, was it? Did it like have a big splash in UK, or was it just Germany, or like your hip hop scene a bit?
I'm not too sure. I think it was. I'm not too sure, to be fair. I'm not very sure.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, talking about your debut EP, you have that one on the way. What can we expect from that? So you had like Same Old as a lead single now, and also some other singles over the last year. What are your plans?
The plan is I'm going to drop another single, and then hopefully the EP will come after that. And yeah, I hope it just creates a full story and a perspective of who I am as a person and as an artist.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm really looking forward, and I'm also looking forward to what we can expect from you in the future. And yeah, let's wrap it up right here.
Sick. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Annie im Interview mit Hauke aus der Redaktion. Hauke, wie war sie so drauf?
Ja, war total spannend. Wir haben halt über Telefon geredet. So. Mhm. Ich habe das vorher schon mal über Zoom gemacht, aber Telefon war mir jetzt neu. Mhm. Und vor allem, das war halt auch so voll das Label-Management-Ding irgendwie. Mhm. Da war dann noch so eine Frau, die das so quasi überwacht hat. Die meinte dann am Anfang so, ja, nur eine halbe Stunde Zeit und so. Mhm. Und dann müsst ihr fertig sein, bla bla. Also das war, glaube ich, so eine richtige Massenabfertigung irgendwie. Mhm. Aber hat Spaß gemacht. Sie war cool drauf, fand ich. Ja, wir haben nett geredet. Ich meine, Englisch ist jetzt natürlich nicht meine Muttersprache, aber...
Echt?
Aber ich denke, man konnte dem Ganzen gut folgen. Und ja, genau, die war auf jeden Fall super nett. Wir haben dann, keine Ahnung, eine Viertelstunde irgendwie gesprochen, und ja, das Beste ist jetzt hier, habt ihr eben gehört.
Und wer wären so deine nächsten Goals, so wenn du dir was wünschen könntest, wen du aus UK-Rap, aus der UK-Rap-Szene interviewen könntest? Fällt dir da spontan jemand ein?
Boah, ja, also Classic wäre natürlich Skepta. Mhm. Ne? Ansonsten fand ich jetzt letztes Jahr vor allem auch Heady One richtig gut. Der hatte, hat coole Sachen gemacht. Der hat ja sogar auch ein Drake-Feature gehabt, so ist damit so ein bisschen ja hochgespült worden in den Mainstream, sage ich mal. Und ja, ich habe ja vorhin auch schon über AJ Tracy geredet, den finde ich auch sehr cool. Aber ja, wer weiß, vielleicht kommen die alle nochmal zu Köln Campus.
Ja, ich bin auch sehr gespannt. Ich glaube, bei mir wäre es, glaube ich, Lil Sims und Nadia Rose, die wir auch eben gehört haben, und halt jetzt nicht wirklich Hip-Hop, aber Jordan Smith wäre halt auch mein Dream.
Ja, safe.
Wenn wir gerade schon über Jordan Smith geredet haben.
Yeah.
Ja, ich würde sagen, wir hören uns dann den neuesten Song von Annie an.
Das ist eine sehr gute Idee, ja.
Und zwar kommt hier auf Köln Campus auf der 100,0 gegen Ende unserer Sendung jetzt Same Old von Annie. Viel Spaß.
www.kölncampus.com.
www.kölncampus.com.